Are you an inspiration?
Hey, what's up?
Hello, welcome to the Pantry Podcast, where we serve up Jesus, not junk food. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, share, all the fun stuff to help Jesus get out to more people through our podcast.
Like, subscribe, and share.
Because guess what? It's a seed that you want to sow, right?
Nice.
You just hit share, and it goes out to more people. And we're talking about multiplying blessings or ruin right now. Last week, if you missed last week, we were talking about just the basic principles and what it looks like. Now we're going to get a little more specific each week for 6 weeks on the different ways that you can kind of focus your intentions on how you're going to start multiplying blessing, not ruin, in specific ways.
Yeah, and definitely if you're just jumping in, make sure you go back to last week's episode, jump in from the beginning. You know, don't just jump in half, jump in full. Mm-hmm. let's get wet all the way together.
Yes.
Man, in the kitchen, dialing it up, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that when we turn on the stove, there's a right temperature.
Mm-hmm.
A souffle doesn't cook at the wrong temperature.
Fact.
Cheesecake doesn't cook at the wrong temperature. Mm-hmm. In fact, everything that we cook in the stove has a right temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Why would a cookbook say cook at 3050 for 25 minutes? Because that's the right temperature.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what we're building up here, where to turn the dial, how to dial it in, and be who God has intended us to be.
Right.
And I think that's a good place to jump in on this.
Yeah. So this week we are talking about, we didn't say this up front, but I talked to some women about this and I said, it's the impact of a woman, right? Now, of course, there's an impact that we all have as human beings with one another, but IMPACT was an acronym. Mm. We're going to reveal the meaning of each letter each week. You're not going to hear it all right now. Sorry. So I in IMPACT stands for, I had two columns, and this is going to be part of the devotion that we kind of drop for y'all by the end of this podcast series, right? But it's like two sides. You can either multiply blessing or ruin. You can either multiply inspiration or inhibition. And in this case, inhibiting is not a good thing, okay? Yes, you can help inhibit sin, right? But for the sake of this, it's inspiring godliness would inhibit sin, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't want to inhibit someone's growth, someone's belief that they in the Lord, someone's joy. You know, you don't want to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So that's why we're talking about that.
You definitely don't want to side with the enemy. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, because you could argue, oh, it's good to steal evil. It's good to kill sin, right? And destroy ungodliness. Yeah, but he said that the devil come to steal, kill, destroy, and we knew what it meant. So guys, just for the sake of this analogy and for this acronym.
Oh, I jumped out there because I want to look at definitions.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this series, I'll probably be pulling some definitions.
Yes.
Because these definitions are really good to look at, especially inhibition.
Mm-hmm.
The blocking or holding back of one psychological process by another.
Mm.
Like, it goes deep. Like, I know sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And, you know, if you have a perfect Christian.
If you have Jesus.
The perfect Christian. Then, yeah, you're right. Names aren't going to hurt you. Because, honestly, God has defined us. God has sat there and said who we are. We are no longer, you know, who we were. And
right.
So we should be able to live in that and say, I'm good, and just let everything roll.
Right.
Unfortunately, that first word, perfect, does not exist except for the fact that we've been perfected.
Mm-hmm.
So blocking someone and their psychological, you know, well-being, their mind, their heart, how they feel, the things that we say, how it can drive someone down. What if they're trying to work on this and we just keep beating them up over the same thing? Honestly, with a lot of people, it just drives them deeper and deeper into a hole because they feel like I am worthless. I can't get out of it. And so then now I'm blocking them.
Right.
Inspiration, though. When I inspire somebody, it changes things. When I put that fire in there, right? That cleansing fire, the good fire, the Holy Spirit fire. Mm-hmm. When I'm listening to what the Spirit says, or, you know, and sharing it or holding it, either way that works. You said discernment at some point in one of these. but I'm saying discernment is very important in this. But watch this, inspiration, a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify him or her to receive and communicate sacred revelation. Watch. The action or power of moving the intellect or emotions, the act of influencing or suggesting opinions. Mm-hmm. See, how we speak matters. How we speak can inspire or inhibit, and it can happen fast.
Very, very fast. I think of Job when I was coming up with examples. I was trying, since it was for a women's time, I was trying to find only examples that really pertain to women or aren't at least a story about a man. Maybe they're in Proverbs, but I think about Job's wife. Now, granted, Job was commended, you know, for his thoughts and ways with God or whatever, but his wife had a chance to be forever known as the supportive spouse
wife
that doesn't let the devil win. That is like, shut up, devil, the Lord is faithful. And instead, she's forever known as the curse God and die woman. That's what she said. Now, I get it. She also lost her kids and her house and everything, and her husband's covered in boils. Like, I get it. But she had a choice still, right? And she's forever known as someone who encouraged a lack of godliness, where she encouraged him to give up. And I'm not saying I don't feel for her in her pain. I can't imagine losing all my kids at once, you know, or a single one. But we have a choice. Mm. And in the moment, when you let, like you said last time about the bull in the china shop versus the bull rider, she was the bull in the, like, she was letting that bull ride free. She was letting it go buck wild in that china shop and destroy any little china dish she had left. She could have said, I am in the worst position ever, but I'm still going to say the right thing. And she didn't, right? And so I'm like, wow, he didn't take her advice, right? But what if he had? Be a whole different story. It wouldn't have merited the Bible because it wouldn't be one that encourages you in hard times.
Right.
What an impact, right? And so I'm like, wow.
And she still ends up blessed.
Of course.
Well, minus children. Okay, I'm not gonna, because I mean that's
don't
that
they,
sting
I thought
is always
they get
a,
the kid. But yeah, she no, did lose. Sting is always yeah,
there.
Of course.
The sting
yeah,
is always
you,
there.
Yeah,
loss.
You can't
and so,
replace
like, you
kids.
Can't replace, you know, something like that. So, right. But I'm just saying that that even in that, it's amazing
yeah,
the
she
grace,
said it and still,
the amazing grace of God.
Yeah.
Who still didn't take her away. He just let her roll so that she could be an example in all this. And, and actually, I'm going to sit on Job. It wasn't even, I like that you brought this up. Because Job, when you sit there and you start thinking about all of the interactions, the conversations, the things that were said, the pseudo might be good, but really it's not. You know, like, when I read Job the first time in my own self, I'm like, that's some good advice, Job.
Right, like, and your friends seem pretty solid. And then all of a sudden, God at the end,
right,
you're dumb.
And really, you start to, as you unpack the Bible, by the way, y'all, if when you unpack the Bible and you start reading the Bible, we talked about Psalms in the last episode 19. You really look at it, you start to see the goodness and you see the truth and you see how it builds you and doesn't tear you down. And then you really start to see their doctrine. And you're like, Job, what are you doing that you're getting this and being deserved of this? And I'm like, whoa, he ain't done nothing except for Satan said, what about him? And God said, do it. Do it. You know, like, go ahead.
Right.
Because I know my boy and I know his heart.
Right.
But as we watch this struggle, and this is where I'm going to talk about, because we it goes right back to identity and who we are.
Yeah.
And you start to listen to this, everyone, the wife, the friends, and all of this, these words that can drive the spirit down, that can drive the mind down. I was thinking about this the other day, and yeah, okay, it's not any theological book, but I was like, you know, sometimes the voices in our heads are the same thing. Mm-hmm. It takes a little seed from somebody, and then it's like, roll. Mm-hmm. And then my mind makes this big drama of all these voices telling me 19 million different things, and most of them ending at the same thing of, what did I do? What's wrong with me? Oh my gosh, I can't get through this.
Oh my.
Right? And so I sit there in that, and I think like, okay, reverse this. What am I producing, inspiring or inhibiting? Mm-hmm. And when I inspire somebody, maybe the seed that we were talking about, right, goes in and it's like, oh, an awakening to truth and identity. Because at the end of Job, no matter how you look at it, the bad advice, the wife that's just cray cray, right? She honestly, I'm sorry. She,
I mean, I feel I for get her.
It, I get it,
but like the worst we're advice. Talking
about God.
I know.
But go ahead,
I guess
go
they
ahead.
Had no Bible back then. She had no word to fall back on. So I mean, hey, but still,
I'm glad,
like,
we have Job.
But neither did Job, right, and he right, wasn't right, like right. that. So you know.
But then, yeah. And what does God do at the end though? He comes in and says, "Okay, I'm done listening to y'all. Mm-hmm. Done. This is who I am."
Yeah.
See, and then it shows the might, the power, the strength that God has to build people up, encourage people, and mm-hmm. watch at times bless them in ways that they can never understand even being blessed.
Right.
From rags to riches, and sometimes he's taking people from riches to rags, and you know what?
And yet they're still blessed. Right, right, right. I think that that's one of the big things that I shared was Jeremiah 29:11, because it says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And I asked the question, and maybe this is like an early action step in the episode, but I'll go ahead and say it because it fits in. Are the words that we're speaking, are the actions that we are doing, are they offering a future and a hope to those around us? Because the relationships, we're not just talking about your kids and your spouse. We're talking about your roommates, your best friend, your brother or sister you barely see, the person down the street, the person on the bus next to you, the person that got your order wrong, the waitress that got your order right, like everybody. And so I think that one easy way is to start asking, and maybe start asking when you don't know what to do. Don't focus on controlling the knee-jerk reactions. I think sometimes we try to control those first. They're the last thing that changes, okay? So instead, when in doubt, when you're like, what should I do? Or when you're sitting, you know, scrolling and you're like, oh, how could I bless someone today, right? When in doubt, ask, how can I give someone a future and a hope? Right. Now, Jesus does that, okay? But like, how can you enhance via Jesus what he's already offered? Wow. Yeah. How can you do that? So maybe it's like, man, I've been mean to Shay lately. I've been really, my last nerve is twitching and he's getting the worst of me. How can I offer him a blessing and a hope the next time he's in the same room with me, right? Or man, I haven't talked to my neighbor in a while. How can I give them a blessing, like a future and a hope, like reinforce that in their life? Because the opposite of a future and a hope is like despair and death, right? And discouragement, which is what inhibiting is. So.
Oh yeah, no, and look, when change starts to happen, don't point out the change, be like, wait, what's that? Look,
when I would try early on, no, even now, like sometimes I'll like be really nice.
Hi, honey. And I'm like,
you'd be like, what are you doing? What? And I'm just like, I should just not let it being roll. The jerk I was 30 roll. Minutes ago.
I should just let it roll.
What you mean? And then hood me comes out. Hood me from a yuppie, crunchy granola man. Town. That's a mess.
Right. I mean, look, I brought it up because it's like those neon signs that go,
No, there's a neon sign that says, arrow. Shh. And he's like, one. Turn it off. It's bright. I'm a talk. Ain't no one can tell me.
That's my, yeah. That's, I love I'm you, working though. On
it. You are, because I'm you don't do it as often. Right. Sometimes you give me eyes like you're scared. And I'm like, I promise I don't want nothing except to love you and give you a future and a hope.
You know, and at the end of it, we have a God who prays for us.
Yes.
A God who prays for us. Mm-hmm. People out there going, where does it say that? I got the citation.
He's got the receipts.
Right, I got the receipts. Because Jesus prayed for us in John, right? John 17:20 says, I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. Now, these are This prayer is inspiring.
He's praying for the seeds.
Yes. And the propagation and the watering and everything that's involved.
I know.
Propagation. Oh, that's a mind blower that a seed can turn into a plant. The plant can then be pruned. And then that pruning can go out into like 9,000 different plants.
That's like that next level Christianity where you're like, I know what I'm doing. I don't just do seeds. I do stems.
And I propagate.
Watch this leaf be 16 new plants. Just watch me work.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Crunchy Town Hood Me is here right now.
Inspiration.
Yes.
But it's inspiring. It really is. Because, you know, I like reading the verses ahead and then jumping back.
Yes.
Because it's so beautiful. What he says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all generations, all people, all everything. I don't care. Compare it. I'm doing it. I'm saying it. Yep. I'm not. Look, you want to come at me and be like, oh, that's David. I'm sorry. This is Shay. I was prayed for. and I'm claiming this verse. Thank you, Jesus, for praying for me. Seriously. Because, man. For all who will ever believe in me through their message. Yes. Through their message.
I feel warm.
Did you get through their message?
Yes.
Like it's continuance. Their message brought somebody who then brought somebody who then brought somebody who then brought somebody who eventually came to me.
It's mind blowing.
And it's my mom. But anyway, because she just loved me like Jesus loves and didn't really beat me up, just gracefully loved me and said, hey, you know, the normal.
Yeah.
Hey, would you go to church when you're here? Okay, mom. Look, and then you know what? She planted seeds of love. My sister planted seeds of love. There were other people around me who planted seeds of love that really, you know, had me pointing back to Jesus when things in my mind were going crazy, like Job.
Amen.
All
right, y'all. How are you going to inspire that godliness and that growth in people and not inhibit this week? Let us know in the comments, and we will see you next week. You can also check thepantrypodcast.com for past episodes and help support us once or recurring at patreon.com/thepantrypodcast. So until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you're fed a good meal, remember to follow the show on your favorite platform. The Pantry Podcast is also honored to be featured on Spark Radio and is part of Spark Network on KHCB's Uplifted Stream.